Marinus, 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 Marinus.
End cap.
Sounds like marinade.
Who's next? Kane?
Garlic and soy. Honey plum. Matthew's a dick. Matthew's...
Oh, hi. Nice to be working with you.
Didn't see you there, Matthew. Yeah. You
freak.
I take full responsibility for that.
Isabel vocalization take two. And Gumby vocalization take one.
You're letting him do a Gumby.
Marinus, Marinus, Marinus.
You like my granddad.
Kane's granddad, yeah. Take one.
But Quack vocalization take one.
Marinus, shh. Marinus, Marinus, Marinus.
Okay, that should do.
I like your fun coin, sorry.
Not the bloody Kingswood.
Arthur Guthrie vocalization take one.
I don't even fucking exist.
Okay, and cut.
Well, quite a crowd. We have... Oh, sorry. Thank you. We'll... sorry.
And why did we hire her?
Arthur, she was good when she learned her lines.
When I received funding from the University of Oxford Apraxis 2 years ago to undertake an anthropological...
It's your character's profession, so pronounce it right. It's like microbiologist, isn't it?
Small words, people.
Now you guys are going to turn up.
Oh, they were busy playing.
Matthew can't do this.
Disturbing.
That is disturbing. I didn't realise it was a requisite of being a high school drama teacher.
What, this?
Yeah, then you got to jiggle your fingers.
Start like that, and then...
Yeah, and then do that little... Yeah. Of course, the easy way is just to do that.
Oh, well, aren't we also bloody talented?
Fuck yes.
Yes, we are. Nice to see you. What are you doing in the room?
I'll go then. I'll go back to Harvey Bay.
Okay, see you.
Okay, here we go.
Right, quick regeneration, I think.
Woo, goes the doctor.
Yo, you bring in someone down to my bling bling, I'm going to go and whoop your ass, motherfucker.
I'm going to take your bling bling and stick it up your ass.
Ooh, that sounds painful.
Sideways.
We should do a Doctor Who version of Starsky and Hutch.
No, we shouldn't.
Or a Starsky and Hutch version of Doctor Who.
Okay. Let's go.
What is your name?
Isabel McDaniels.
What is your quest?
Guy, keep the audience under control while I... fuck.
Oh, cool. The producer's doing a crap job of reading lines as well. You shouldn't feel so bad.
I'm not keeping the audience entertained while he's fucking.
Yeah. Why do you get all the fun? We'll do it the other way around.
Okay, I'm going
to
try.
I feel sorry for whoever it is you're doing it to.
Just waiting for the train.
I don't do that every time a train goes past.
Yes, I've noticed. It's on every bloody bloopers reel we've done since here. Guy, keep the audience under control while I attend to Miss McDaniels.
He's read this one too.
Once, about a week or two ago.
You're right. Better off when you don't then.
Oh, well, my performance will get steadily better as the day goes on.
That's what he says.
I just did.
Okay. Line 11, take 3.
A doctor is currently attending to Miss McDaniels, and the culprit behind this attack upon our academic community has already been detained. There's nothing to fear.
Why couldn't you have intentionally fucked that line up to make me and Sharon feel better?
Because he's the professional.
Oh, since when?
Some of us have actually read this twice. So
That's more than I have. I've got my name on the writing credit.
And to keep it... And to keep our perspective... Brain. Oh, okay. I don't mind stuff not then. It's the train fault, it threw me!
I'm all ears. And partly headphones.
You ain't got two ears, you're not all ears, you got arms and legs.
You speak of one of the Forlorns.
Folklores.
Forlorns. Folklores. So folklore.
I'll get Darren to stop writing big dialogue for Isabel. How's that sound?
Thank you.
Well, everybody would be good.
You can be a little monosyllabic. Okay, the companions can be monosyllabic just to show how stupid they are.
But Doc,
me bash you good now.
The smile is scary.
I wonder why Darren put that line in. Do you think?
Oh, no, I even have a thought about it.
He hasn't even seen me act, though.
Neither have we.
That's it, I'm going. No, I'm gone!
We'll suddenly introduce Guy as a Time Lord and he regenerates.
How about Toby and Yartek shoot Guy dead?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
About bloody time, I've been shot so many times, you think one would.
And then the ebullient Zoutrino can take his place.
No, we want the effervescent Brian.
The effervescent Brian, that's right. Played by Arthur Guthrie.
Oh god.
Not the bloody ebullient Kingswood.
We get on with it, please.
Never do that again.
Okay.
Never. 9, please.
Okay.
In their prime, they were the most hated and geared group of the Marinus.
I think that's meant to be feared. Probably a typo. What the hell? Geared group.
I had no
idea. They got some lovely rubber suits.
They got some geared group. They got some sticks with points on the end.
Well, not pointed sticks.
Don't shoot. I'm an anthropologist.
Yeah, that's gonna.
Ah! <I'm> gonna die.
Toby, you did not shoot the male human properly. He is still talking.
Aha!
Nothing shuts this baby up.
But our disruption engine should stop any such device from penetrating our city.
Oh, this sounds all rude. Circumvented penetrating.
Our city.
No, alrighty then.
So are we going to shimmy around?
No. I don't shimmy.
I don't know how to shimmy.
Okay. No.
I'll just saunter.
I'm talentless.
We'll call you up when you're back in it. Oh, now I need the doctor and Guy to cry out in pain, because you've just been zapped with a laser probe to wake you
ow.
Up.
Ow! Ah! Oh, no, lower! No, too low, too low, too low!
Ah! Anyone got a cigarette?
And now in character...
That was in character. For Guy, certainly.
And now in the appropriate character...
Ah.
That was Stalin Asimov.
Perhaps it'd be best to let the doctor sort out the guy in the fetish suit before you leap in with your own questions.
Fetish suit?
Yeah, you know, the big leather rubbery thing that you're in that's sort of turning me on.
Oh. 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 Oh, it's like a quiet beach somewhere again. Oh, it wasn't a very quiet beach after we got there.
No,
we're never coming back there again, though.
Well, the council order prevents us.
Yeah.
It's also because it's rubber, you can wipe it down when it gets dirt mess on it.
That's right. This garment protects me from the effects of the golden voice. The antenna at the top of the suit intercepts the signals and grounds them through the suit's insulation. And it is spotlessly clean, can you see?
Yes, I noticed that, Yartek. Who do you get your cleaning done through?
Windex.
Windex? Oh, I must remember that for my clothes.
Why are we running away from Frank Sinatra? Doesn't he have a golden voice?
I did it my way.
They always believe the doctor. I guess he just has the knack.
It's the bow tie, Guy. It's always the bow tie. I gave it up for a few regenerations and wondered why nobody listened to me.
It spins around and hypnotizes people.
If I plug it into a wall socket, it even flashes. It'll send an army out, carrying beacons to boost its signal, launching its control further and further as carrier signals are transmitted out through the receivers its army carries. If it succeeds, then soon this entire galaxy will consist of only one mind, one voice, that of John Farnham.
I thought it was Frank Sinatra.
Try and understand it.
Not according to the history books.
What? For the benefit of the tape, Vitold is unstable on his feet.
I had too much to drink.
And he's only been drinking water.
Fuck.
And not according to your diary either, eh, Doctor?
When did you read his diary?
The little bastard, you sneaking into my private diary in my bedroom.
They certainly aren't remembered as noble freedom fighters who sought to end oppression.
Impression.
Impression.
Well, they left an impression.
Yes. Well, they didn't. Their rubber suits did.
They certainly aren't remembered as noble freedom fighters who sought to end oppression.
Oh, few freedom fighters are.
Like Roger Blake style, Asimov.
Shut up.
And do you think that was also the case when you last visited here?
Not really. I haven't watched the video in a couple of months.
Well, fascinating, though.
Hang on, I've got traffic. There's a truck this time. Okay, we're good. 1:30.
Ah, my leg!
Please.
We've been through this already. I'm your time period? Oh, okay.
I'm not living in the dock.
What exactly am I doing here?
I need to build a counter device. Are you right?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
I'm very good.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. All right.
We're very rad.
Okay, shh. No, I'm not the only one then. I need to build a... I'm trying to get this line out and Vitold's corpsing.
He's not... all about
I'm corpsing because he's fucking it up and ruining your taste.
Okay. With that information, we can return to the future and put a stop to the madness once and for all.
Blah, 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 blah.
What do you say? Your line next and you got a big speech.
I got a big speech.
Haha, suffering your jocks.
I don't suffer in my jocks. They're very comfortable, thank you. Oh, you'd like me to read it out loud?
Sorry. You wanker.
Do you think we'll get to part three today?
I think we'll get to part two.
No, I guess
what's Kane got to do with it?
He made the same noise. I didn't
what
did
not. What's Kane got to do?
Got to do.
Oh, I'm up.
Are you?
Shove over. Shove piggy shove.
I'm not touching the piggy. You already. How did he get the job?
What is that?
Yamal bless.
Yamal bless. Make up whatever the fuck you want, because that's what Darren did. Any word you
Mickey,
want.
I think that was the point at which he sneezed on his keyboard. And.
Toby Duck!
Yeah. If you don't like Yamal Blast, make up anything that just sounds weird.
Yamal Blast.
Gullygoogoo.
Gullygoogoo! No, what the fuck does Gullygoogoo mean?
Like, Fliggle Dog, that'll be fine too.
That's gone, Ben.
I'll use Yamal Blast, okay?
She can't improvise. We need new actors. Shh, okay, 164.
Acid C?
Yeah, man, you drink the water and you trip out. Dude.
Maybe we should have done this scene without the doctor.
Yeah, it would be better, actually.
I just wanted to see if that was the end of the scene. Oh,
shit, the companion's getting feisty.
The problem is, we need the doctor because it's a big plot dump at this point. And I'm off for a page.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your advice and your confidence in the might of the Vord.
Well, I'll go home then.
No, this is a trap of some kind. You must fight the effects. Whatever it is, it's not.
Did Sharon?
I think someone didn't do a scream.
Marinish. Marinish.